The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And new for this episode, Dreamville Festival lineup has been announced. The lineup of artists expected to participate in this year's inaugural Dreamville Festival has been announced, and the headlining act will be J. Cole himself. The day-long event is scheduled for April 6 at Dorothea Dix Park, and ticket prices for the event start at $49 and go up to $449, according to the event website. According to organizers, the lineup includes performances from Grammy Award-winning and nominated artists SZA, Big Sean, Black, 21 Savage, and Nelly. Other artists slated to attend include Tiana, Taylor, DeVito, and Rhapsody. The festival will also mark a rare occurrence in which the entire Dreamville Records roster will be performing at one event, including Boz, J.I.D., Cause, Earth Gang, Ari Lennox, Omen, and Loot. All right, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, the lineup. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday through Sunday, March 29th through the 31st, it's Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado. Come see the Durham Savoyards Limited reinvent the Gilbert and Sullivan Mikado's sparkling wit and soaring musicality for a modern audience. Embracing a lead character being called a cheap tailor, the action starts at an avant-garde fashion show. Personalities clash, tempers flare, tables turn, and marvelous mayhem ensues as the models step off the runway and the patrons take the stage to portray the world's most popular comic opera. Thursday through Sunday, April 4th through the 7th, the 2019 Full-Frame Documentary Film Festival, an annual international event dedicated to the theatrical exhibition of non-fiction cinema. Each spring, Full Frame welcomes filmmakers and film lovers from around the world to historic downtown Durham for a four-day morning-to-midnight array of nearly 100 films, as well as discussions, panels, and Southern hospitality. Set within a few city blocks, the intimate festival landscape fosters community and conversation among filmmakers, film professionals, and the public. Monday, April 8th at Carolina Theater, Angelique Kidjo, Remain in Light. In 1983, just as her star was on the rise, the luminous multilingual singer Angelique Kidjo fled her home country to escape political turmoil. In the years since, she has not only brought African traditional music into a contemporary context and given it a pop music glow, Kidjo has also brought attention to women's rights, cultural preservation, and sustainable development with her radiant and commanding voice. This is a Duke Performances event. Then Tuesday, April 9th, it's Boney James, the Honestly Tour. It's been a full quarter century since a young saxophonist and composer released his debut recording as a leader, Trust. On September 1st, 2017, Boney James released his 16th album, this one titled Honestly. If you sense a direct line between those titles, you've already come a long way toward understanding what motivates the four-time Grammy nominee and multi-platinum-selling musician. Wednesday, April 10th at Carolina Theater, The Gloaming. The night that The Gloaming made their stage debut at Dublin's National Concert Hall, stands now as a landmark moment in Irish music's fabled history. Here was a group squarely rooted in Irish traditions, actively pulling that past into the 21st century with the pedigree to do it. The concert sold out before any music had been written, let alone heard. Again, this is a Duke Performances event. Saturday and Sunday, April 13 and 14, the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble, Luminescence, the ensemble celebrates its 36th year. Wednesday, April 17th, an evening with the tallest man on earth. When the bird sees the solid ground is a five-part series from the tallest man on earth. Each song is a new original studio recording and will include the simultaneous release of an accompanying video. Both the music and videos are an ongoing project that will be produced as the series progresses. Thursday, April 18th, it's the Monty Grand Slam. An event 1 year in the making, the Monty Grand Slam brings back eight regular season Story Slam winners to battle it out story for a chance to win this championship event. Tuesday, April 23rd, Afro-Cuban All-Stars. Without these performers, the world would know a lot less about the musical riches of Cuba. In 1996, popular trace player and band leader Juan de Marcos Gonzalez recruited an unparalleled assortment of his country's best musicians for a series of sessions in Havana. This is presented by Duke Performances. And Wednesday, May 1st, India Ari, the Worthy Tour. Credited for creating some of the most thought-provoking songs of her generation, India continues to uphold the standards for singer-songwriters as a messenger for love, hope, and compassionate humanitarianism. That's May 1st at Carolina Theater. Let's move on to DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center, on Vivian Street in Durham. Friday, May 29th through Sunday, May 31st, it's Widespread Panic. Over three decades have passed since forming their original lineup in 1986. Widespread Panic is still hungry to be the best band they can be every single night for their loyal fan base. During the impressive run, the band has released 12 studio albums, including Street Dogs, and 43 live albums, selling more than 3 million copies as one of the most successful touring acts in the world. Tuesday, April 2nd at DPAC, Gary Clark Jr., an American musician from Austin, Texas. He is best known for his fusion of blues, rock, and soul music with elements of hip-hop. Throughout his career, Clark has been a prolific live performer, sharing the stage with the likes of Eric Clapton, B.B. King, and the Rolling Stones. Friday, April 5th, it's Nashville Songwriters. The eight writers behind dozens of number one country hits bring their songs and stories to DPAC to help benefit three local organizations. Kids Notes, a youth orchestra, band, and choir program that uses music to encourage children to succeed. The North Carolina Boys Academy, Christian boarding school for teenage boys, and Voyager Academy, Friends of the Arts, which aims to increase support for visual and performing arts at the academy. Saturday, April 6th, is Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, King for a Day. There are two performances, one at 2 o'clock, the other at 5:30. Tuesday and Wednesday, April 9 and 10, The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical. The Greek gods are real, and they're ruining Percy Jackson's life. As a son of Poseidon, Percy has newly discovered powers he can't control, monsters on his trail, and is on an epic quest to find Zeus's lightning bolt to prevent a war between the gods. Show at 7:30 on April 9th, and two performances April 10th, 1 o'clock, and 7:30. Thursday, April 11th, The Price is Right. This is the hit interactive stage show that gives eligible individuals the chance to come on down and play classic games from television's most popular game show. Contestants can win cash, appliances, vacations, possibly even a new car. If you want to become a contestant, check out the rules at deepaknc.com. Friday, April 12th, it's comedian Chris D'Elia. Follow the Leader Tour. Chris is one of the most sought-after performers in the comedy world. He's best known for his stand-up and starring roles on the NBC comedy series Undateable. Saturday, April 13th, Derek Hough Live, The Tour. The show features brand new stage production, astounding versatility, and, as always, Derek's magnetic stage presence. This is Derek's first ever solo tour. And Sunday, April 14th, the DPAC, Michael Carbonaro Alive, from his hit television series, The Carbonaro Effect, on True TV, magician Michael Carbonaro brings his signature blend of bizarre antics, audience interaction, hilarious video clips, and mind-blowing magic. It's all live on stage. Tuesday, April 16th through Sunday, April 21st at DPAC, Anastasia. This dazzling show will transport you from the twilight of the Russian Empire to the euphoria of Paris in the 1920s, as a brave young woman sets out on a journey to discover the mystery of her past. Pursued by a ruthless Soviet officer determined to silence her, Anya enlists the aid of a dashing con man and a lovable ex-aristocrat. Together, they embark on an epic adventure to help her find home, love, and family. Then Wednesday, April 24th, it's Cruel Intentions, the 90s musical. Thursday, April 25th, Professor Brian Cox, Universal Adventures in Space and Time. Friday, April 26th, Dane Cook, Tell It Like It Is Tour. Saturday, April 27th, Britt Floyd, special 40th anniversary celebration of The Wall. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, now through April 7th, Where Words Once Were. This is Theater Raleigh at Kennedy Theater. Set in a dystopian time where language is rationed, a sentence can get you sentenced and the silent are rising. Our young hero, Oren, discovers that a word can change the world. Tuesday and Wednesday, March 26 and 27, Choral Celebration, Raleigh Fine Arts Annual Choral Celebration, a project offering choral groups in grades 4 and 5 in Wake County, a chance to share their music as well as enjoy the successes of other elementary school choruses. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, both evenings at 7 o'clock. Friday through Sunday, March 29 through the 31st, it's Star Power National Talent Competition at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, March 30th, Carnival of the Animals, North Carolina Symphony Young People's Concert Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, performances at 1 and 4. Saturday, March 30th, Raleigh Dance Theater presents Spring Repertoire, Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, March 31st, Haydn's The Creation, North Carolina Master Chorale Concert. Inspired after hearing Handel's Messiah, Joseph Haydn wrote his greatest oratorio, The Creation, one of the most beloved works in the choral literature. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall at 3. Tuesday, April 2nd, Wiesenthal, I've heard it both ways. This is the off-Broadway award-winning hit show about the life of Simon Wiesenthal, the Nazi hunter who was responsible for bringing over 1,100 Nazi war criminals to justice. Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Wednesday, April 3rd, Duke Energy Center, an intimate evening of songs and stories with Graham Nash. Legendary artist Graham Nash is a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, once with the trio Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and also as a member of the Hollies. This is Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. There was to be a performance on Friday, April 5th, of the Suicide Girls' Blackheart Burlesque, but that has been canceled. Friday and Saturday, April 5 and 6, Don Quixote. North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, guest artist Zuel Bailey, cello, and Roberto Diaz, viola, join the North Carolina Symphony to portray the fantastical misadventures of literature's favorite befuddled knight and his loyal sidekick. May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock each evening. Friday through Sunday, April 5 through 7, Tosca, North Carolina Opera. The diva Floria Tosca has always sacrificed for her art, but what is she willing to surrender to spare her lover from execution at the hands of evil Baron Scarpia? Her answer may surprise you, but her next move will shock you even more. The thriller, set in June 1800 in Rome, where politics, religion, love, jealousy, violence, and revenge all collide during one fateful 24-hour period. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, April 6, Livingstone College Jazz Ensemble, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Sunday, April 7, The Body of Christ, a premier performance by a 240-voice choir with orchestra. Experience this powerful event as we premiere Pepper Schoeplin's brand new cantata. May Mandy Concert Hall performance starts at 7. Thursday, April 11th, the Milk Carton Kids, presented by Pine Cone. Their newest album, All the Things That I Did and All the Things That I Didn't Do, was released this year. The new project marks the first time that acoustic duo of Joey Ryan and Kenneth Pattingale brought a band into the studio with them. They will perform with a full band for this concert at May Mandy Concert Hall. Thursday through Sunday, April 11th through the 14th, Monet Impressions. This is Carolina Ballet. An evening of dance inspired by the famous paintings of Claude Monet, featuring Lynn Corbett Taylor's Picnic on the Grass and Robert Weiss's The Gardens of Giverny. This beautiful homage to the great French painter features the evocative music of his compatriots, Chachon, Debussy, and Polnick, originally commissioned in 2007 by the North Carolina Museum of Art. And the Monet Impressions, presented by Carolina Ballet, is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, April 12 and 13, Debussy's La Mer, music inspired by the sea, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, April 13th, Carolina Youth Ballet, Spring Performance, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, April 19th, Triple C's Tour with Sir Charles Jones, Calvin Richardson, and Omar Cunningham, Memorial Auditorium. And Saturday, April 20th, John Cusack, High Fidelity at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, April 20th as well, Sinbad at May Mandy Concert Hall. All right, moving to Carolina Performing Arts in Chapel Hill at UNC. Wednesday, March 27th, Mitsuto Uchida and the Mahler Chamber Orchestra, considered one of the greatest Mozart interpreters of our time, pianist Mitsuko Uchida, shares a long-term collaboration with Mailer Chamber Orchestra. Memorial Hall, 7:30. Tuesday, April 2nd, it's Bachiva Dance Company performing Venezuela, Memorial Hall at 7:30. The sublime result of 6 decades of innovation by Tel Aviv-based Bachiva's founder, Ohad Naharan. Venezuela comes his signature Gaga technique with tango and rap in a collage of scenes showcasing dialogue between music and movement. Again, that's Tuesday, April 2nd. Friday, April 5th, Gil Shaham on violin and Akira Iguchi on piano. Wednesday, April 10th, Carrie Mae Weems, past tense at Memorial Hall. Through spoken word combined with still and moving imagery, iconic American photographer Carrie Mae Weems examines the right to justice and peace through the lens of the classic play Antigone, again at Memorial Hall. Saturday, April 13th, Toshi Ragone and Big Lovely. Unimpeachably original, singer-songwriter Toshi Ragone embodies American music from folk to funk and blues to rock, with performances that feel intimate no matter the venue. In Big Lovely, she has assembled an all-star band to back her up as she returns following her incredible U.S. premiere of Octavia E. Butler's Parable of the Sower. This also at Memorial Hall. Tuesday, April 23rd, North Carolina Jazz Repertory Orchestra with special guest Branford Marsalis, Memorial Hall at 7:30. Wednesday and Thursday, April 24th and 25th, Shamel Pitt's Black Velvet and Bobby Jen Smith's A Study on Effort. Each program contains nudity throughout and explicit sexual content, appropriate for ages 16 and older. Current Art Space and Studio starting at 7:30 each evening. Duke performances, some we've mentioned, but we're going to start off with the Black Atlantic series, artists appearing each day at Motorco Music Hall or Baldwin Auditorium. All shows start at 8 o'clock. The following are scheduled performances. Thursday, March 28th, Deme Arosina at Motorco. Friday, March 29th, Daphnis Prieto Big Band, Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, March 29th, the Campbell Brothers at Motorco. And then Saturday, March 30th, Danilo Brito at Motorco. Saturday, March 30th, Jompy Quartet Concert Number 2 at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, April 4th, Habibi, Building Bridges, Muslims in America. This is at the Pinhook. Saturday, April 6th, Piotr Andrzejewski on piano, piano recital series. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Monday, April 8th, Angelique Kidjo, Remain in Light, performances at Carolina Theater. Wednesday, April 10th, The Gloaming, again, performance at Carolina Theater. Saturday, April 13th, Artemis Quartet, Chamber Arts Series. During the last 3 decades, the Artemis Quartet has set new standards of flexibility for the modern string quartet. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, April 18th, Jason Moran and the Bandwagon. This is at Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Moran is one of the modern music's most vital forces. Through a series of ambitious projects meant to bring jazz to a wider audience, such as the 2007 Duke Performances Commission In My Mind, which reimagined Thelonious Monk's 1959 Town Hall performance. Moran has become one of the most sought-after pianists and bandleaders in jazz today. Then Friday, April 19th, Jason Moran again, Fats Waller Dance Party, this at Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Tuesday, April 23rd, Afro-Cuban All-Stars, this performance is at Carolina Theater. Thursday, April 25th, Jack Quartet and Y Music, Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, April 27th, Fred Hirsch, Leaves of Grass, featuring Kurt Elling and Kate McGarry. Saturday, May 4th, Kutar Aben, Chamber Arts Series. And now Arts NC State. And Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall, or you can call them 919-515-1100. Friday, March 29th, Jasmia Horn, Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist and winner of the 2015 Thelonious Monk Competition. Jasmia Horn has a name that speaks for itself, capturing her very essence. This is at Stewart Theater. April 4th through the 7th and 10th through the 14th, The Royal Family, University Theater production based on the notorious Barrymores. This play follows the career of three generations of Broadway actors, Titmuss Theater at Thompson Hall. Saturday, April 6th, NC State Arts, Rooming House, Lucky Plush Productions. Some of you caught a glimpse into Rooming House when Lucky Plush Productions was in residence with NC State Live, developing the new work in the fall of 2017. Performance is at Stewart Theater. Thursday and Friday, April 11 and 12, the NC State Dance Company concert. Saturday, April 13th. Arts NC State, Flor de Toloche. I hope I got that right. Fresh off a 2017 Latin Grammy win, Flor de Toloche, is breaking up the boys' club that dominates mariachi. The musicians of this all-female group draw from diverse cultural backgrounds, hailing from Mexico, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Cuba, Australia, Colombia, Germany, Italy, and the United States. This defines their unique flavor and sound, which gains texture from genres like salsa, Latin jazz, pop, hip-hop, and soul. And this is at Stewart Theater at 8. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.